Hello, grandkids. Welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1100 and I believe 42 here. Let me check the
Sound like
number.
that.
I did not have the correct folder pulled up for this.
Yeah, if you're listening in order, I'm not Chris. So welcome to the next edition of Stunt Granny Audio. Wherever you found us on your favorite podcasting platform. See, you can do the plugs at the beginning of the show. I'm Jeremy, that's Kevin. Hi. Do I even sound better? It's been rough the last few weeks trying to talk on this damn show. Or just in general.
I think you actually might sound a little more scratchy this week than you have in
Cool.
the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, well. But yeah, there's nothing like telling people, "Hey, I lost my voice." Not you guys. Like I'm at work. Hey, I've lost my voice. I'm supposed to be resting it, blah 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 blah. Can I call you real quick? What, did you not understand what I wrote you? So then you answer the phone, sounded like death. Oh, you don't sound good.
Did you read anything of what I just
Yeah.
typed?
And the answer is no. They just want to, they don't want, I get it. It's just easier to ask someone a question, like if you're going to explain something instead of over texting. But God damn, man. Come on, man.
I do kind of feel like there are two different categories these days. I do feel like some problems are a little more solvable just IMing back and forth. There are others that do require a call,
Yeah.
even if it's a short one from time to
Yeah.
time.
There's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, I'm like, come on, man. Or like, I do like find those memes funny. It's like, you're on Teams and you're like, you get a message, someone goes, "Hello," or "Hey there." Like, no, I'm not answering that. Like, I know what's next. If you were just saying good morning, like, "Hey man, good morning, what's up?" Well, if it ends in what's up, I'm gonna ignore that too. So nope.
The next time I do that to someone will be the first.
Yeah, nope. I will
What's
never. Oh, God.
that? Go old Budweiser commercial. The old heads in the office will get a laugh out of it.
Know what's funny? They're using that. That was. Oh, it was on. I haven't watched it yet, but like that reboot of Scrubs. That's actually one of the jokes in there. JD's talking about, say, "What's up?" Like, he's like, "What are you talking about?" And it's funny because we're older, right? I kind of forget because I'm still immature, but we have to update our references. Like, somebody said that was like, "Okay, Mr. Magoo," and I was like, "You understand? No one knows what you're talking about." Like Mr. Magoo was in the what the 30s? Like, I don't even know.
Like we were watching reruns of a lot of the stuff that we reference. Like I know
Yes.
that the Looney Tunes that I watched were like 20 plus years old by the time I watched those things. 'Cause most of them were in the 50s sometimes.
Mr. Magoo started in 1949. Do you know it ran until 1989? Then it was brought back for 3, 4 years by a different guy. That's wild.
I watched Mr. Magoo for a while then. If it ran to 89,
Yeah.
I would have probably gotten into cartoons, what, let's call it 82,
Probably.
84 at the latest, so I would have been 8. Because I do have active memories of waking up before school to watch cartoons. Because
Yeah.
I watched old Heckle and Jekyll was on early in the morning because they were all like 15-minute. I guess I didn't realize that I watched 15-minute shows until I'm talking about it right now. but I think that that was always like a little sub cartoon to whatever other main cartoon I was watching.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you say that 'cause like I don't. Well, now there are like networks that only show cartoons, right? But like
Oh,
back
yeah.
then, we had what your local, usually the UHF stations. So like 50, 20, those are the ones in Detroit. Those are the ones that had like
Yeah,
the
I mean,
cartoons or.
yeah, like I really don't remember, like, like the eight or so stations that we had at that time. Because I do already remember, because I saw someone doing a podcast on you not getting the Crazy Eddie reference. But I'm like, oh yeah, I guess he wouldn't have been in the right spot because it was a New York chain. And it was just one station that we got here in Altoona for whatever reason was the New York station. We were just far enough east here to grab that and see those classic commercials.
Well, yeah, like for Detroit, we used to get Canadian stuff
Oh.
because we used to be able to get Channel 9 from Windsor. So we had like Mr. Dress Up was like it was either cartoons or it was going to be some weird live action hybrid. So there's Mr. Dress Up, and then there was also The Great Space Coaster.
Oh.
That show was wild. It had like Gary Ganoos.
Yeah.
He was like a guy that lived in a
Oh,
tree.
yeah.
All the Ganoos,
Yeah.
that's good Ganoos. Yeah.
Yes. Why did
Yes.
I think that that was a separate show?
No, it was all part of the Great Space Coaster. Yeah, it was all
Okay,
their
then
little
I did.
snips.
Yeah, I definitely watched that because I remember the Gary Ganoo bit.
Yeah, because as the week would go on, I actually thought I think this is kind of cool. As the week would go on, the credits would get a little bit longer every show until the opening credits were actually full on Fridays. So it's like keeps you going. Sometimes it changes, sometimes it wouldn't. But then they always had like the douchey, adult actors trying to be kids as the rock band. I'll never forget this. Just
Oh, I'll have to look that one up at some point.
that's actually what I'm doing now. So yeah.
But yeah, talking about we started off talking about updating references, and we're going for even older ones to
1981
really
to
prove
1986.
to really prove how old we are.
Wow. Is this one of those Sid and Marty Krofft ones? Because these characters are psycho.
Well, I mean, hey, that sounds on par with their brand. That stuff was pretty wild.
Yeah, yes. And I think that's I don't know. I sound like the old guy. I think that's missing for the kids now. It's like there's no subtlety. Everything's just right in your face. Like you see these guys, you see this stuff, you're like, that's an LSD trip. Like these guys are clearly on drugs doing something. And you don't get that
What?
anymore
How
unless I'm
dare
not
you?
seeing it. So,
How dare you, sir, say that
but
they
yeah.
may or may not participated in illicit drugs before making
Well,
stuff that
I'm looking
looks
at this stuff and
completely
I'm like, yeah, I don't
psychedelic?
remember some of these characters. Like,
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't even remember the show name, so I mean, I know that I probably would not
Yeah.
remember all the
Then you got
characters.
Cable and you got the Bozo the Clown Show out of Chicago. And like they break up an episode of G.I. Joe into 5 minute segments and then they go back to the studio audience. Did you ever watch the Bozo show?
I'm not sure that I did.
All right. This is how easily, like, this is how easily entertained we were. They had the big game part of it. It was buckets on the ground, and you had to throw a ping pong ball into it. That was it.
It was what's that called now when you're drinking beer pong?
Yeah, pretty much. But you won like a bike at the end. You win a bike. Like that was the coolest thing ever. And now you're just like, what a cheap piece of shit.
I mean that one's been, well, yeah. There's been a little fascinating podcast I was listening to about kind of like the kind of a history of video games. And it's just been kind of fun. Like there are just some facets of it that I haven't really thought about that they were covering. That aren't just like whatever. There's a giant dump of whatever video game, the ET video
E.T.,
game in the
that's actually
middle
true.
of yeah.
Yeah, that's actually
It's,
true. Yeah.
you know, this is more delving into like how the programming started, or what was the other one that I was thinking of offhand that kind of, I was not surprised about the military outreach one that I was listening to today, but there was one before that. But you know, it's just all kinds of various aspects of was it the oh, it was the voiceover guy for NBA Jams.
Yeah, some nerdy white dude with that
Yes.
voice. Yes. Boy, was
Yes.
that a letdown. Jesus. I did not expect that at all. Boom shakalaka. You're like, wow, what's that guy look like? Wow, he's like 10 pounds. I did not expect that at all.
Yeah, and I mean, like, he ended up parlaying that into a whole voiceover career, you know, like,
Yeah.
and you know, they kind of followed his path and like other kind of famous voice artists, I guess, to make it onto some of the earlier video games. But yeah, I do think that there's kind of a limit to, as usual, just everybody being able to listen to whatever they want to. There's just going to be less of a crowd for everything that it comes out, no matter what it is.
Yeah, well, what was funny is I was watching, there's actually on Netflix, I think it was Netflix, they have like the games, like the Toys That Made Us, and then video games one, and then there's a whole thing
Oh.
about Atari, and there was something else, but it was basically the history of different video games. And they were talking about Miss Pac-Man was actually a bootleg version of Pac-Man. Like two guys from Princeton or Harvard or something actually got the programming and were able to jimmy rig a Pac-Man machine the way they wanted to, and
Oh.
then they start selling them,
Oh,
and Atari's
wow.
like, oh, you can't do, or whoever was like, you can't do this, and they're like, yeah, we can. So it went to like legally went, and then I can't remember specifics, but essentially they ended up buying the mod or whatever. Yeah, you could mod those old stand-up things, the stand-up video
Oh,
games. That's what they
yeah.
did. But then they sold it. And it was like, well, I don't think you can do that. And it was like, I think
Evidently, they could.
they ended up losing the court case, but then Atari or whoever it was ended up
Oh,
buying the technology from them.
yeah, it's one of those old gags. You know, I had a supposed friend, or I had a friend who alleged that he was good enough at hacking that outside collaborators hired him. I did not have any proof of this.
Yeah, and no, and
But it also not completely unheard of either. You know, sometimes you commit a crime and you get hired by the people that you commit the crime against. Just
yeah, because they realize,
this
oh, we need this
yeah
guy
they
or girl or
yeah
whatever,
we
yeah.
yeah yeah they had a good idea. Let's pay them for it for a while. So yeah, it's
Yeah.
fairly, it's a wildly common practice, honestly.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I love watching all that old stuff about this stuff, like old those documentary shows about this stuff, because like some of the greatest things we have are just mired in controversy, lawsuits, whatever else. Like, you heard about Masters of the Universe, like all the legal issues surrounding that.
No.
Oh my God, there's another really good documentary to couple about that. Basically, the guy who created it got no credit for it. Like, who created like the names, the artwork, all that stuff. So he
Oh.
sued. Yeah, it is wild. And then the whole Masters of the Universe movie by Kurolko, how they were the out they were I'm still not done with. I actually have two books written about Kurolko Pictures. They made like RoboCop,
Okay.
Some other stuff. They made some stuff you've heard of, but they
Yeah.
also would make stuff you've never heard of, because they would make a poster for it, sell it, sell like the movie to a investor, and then use that money to go make something else. And then if they'd make the money, they'd be like, here, we're not going to make this money. We're not going to make this picture. They would give the money back to you for the fake movie that they had a poster for. They're no longer in business. But that was the, and that's basically what happened. Masters of the Universe, like,
that is pretty wild.
yes. Oh, these dude, they were outlaws. Like, there's no way legally there were, it was fraud. It was absolute fraud. And
It
no,
is.
but it's like all the stuff we love, like, there's always going to be something about it. And that's why I think it's great. Like, I'm going to guess there's more stuff like that now, but the legalities of it are so murky. It's like, well, I guess it's legal. Where this stuff was just not. Oh, yeah. Speaking of legal, here's something we can get into wrestling for. You can't just go on Twitter and say whatever you want. You know? Did you see this Ricochet stuff?
I'll tell you what, I don't I saw one exchange that Javon Evans had with Mr. Shea.
Oh no, I didn't see
And
that. What is he? Oh no.
oh gosh, I can't believe you didn't see this aspect of it.
No, I was just concentrated on this guy not understanding to just play the heel and go behind the scenes and tell this woman, hey, I'm just screwing with you. You know? I'm a bad guy on the internet because I'm a bad guy on TV. But apparently he's just a bad guy. So oh God. So basically, while Kevin's looking that up, in case you didn't know, Ricochet told the lady on Twitter he was happy she had MS, which is multiple sclerosis, in case you don't know. Yeah, because she said he still doesn't know how to act. And at first, and I actually did research for a change, at first I was like, yeah, fuck her. She started it. She started it. He ended it. It's that simple. You don't start none. You know, don't want none, don't start none. But I see she didn't tag him. So I don't know how he even saw her tweet, but she didn't tag you, bud. She's just talking to her 60 followers. So
Anytime anyone barges in without being added, if you're added, fair game, like you said.
Absolutely.
You are either in on the bit or you're not. And maybe you'll get your feelings hurt, and
Yeah.
so be it. You are the one that started the issue.
Yes.
But yes, when someone seeks it out and gives out that line, yeesh, not a great look.
No, and I was fully prepared to back him on this one. Be like, hey, it's a dick move. Don't open your mouth, stupid. I didn't ask you to tag me. Oh, she didn't tag. Uh-oh. Like, what are you doing? Like, maybe there's a bigger point to it that I missed, but like, what are you doing? You're a professional wrestler making probably six figures, you know?
I
And
mean, he seems pretty happy with his salary, but oh my God, just all of the stuff that he's gotten into on Twitter recently, it's just like, what are you doing? Like,
just
'cause
get off fucking Twitter. Like, do what Jon Moxley does, or do what Brody Lee used to do. It's Tuesday, you know what that means. It's Wednesday, you know what that means. That's all he do. Like, his contractual obligation to be on Twitter is being fulfilled. There. And go about your day and forget about it. It's not hard. I forget I have a Twitter most of the time. So my once a year time on Twitter coming for WrestleMania, I probably won't be on it because we'll be there. So I'm going to go 2 years without giving a goddamn about that thing. But yeah, this thing. So what did him and Javon do? What's he getting on Javon Evans for?
I don't know. Him, the two have some type of beef that has already happened before this one, but another one, he told Javon Evans that he was learning from HBK when he was 12 and became a multi-time championship or champion. And he's like, Javon's like, okay, yeah, you did that, but now you're wrestling in front of 2,000 people every week for a crackhead. Talk about an upgrade, am I right?
Oh, Javon, what are you doing? Just, what did Ricochet say back? Anything? I mean, Ricochet's got the upper hand in this one. So, and I mean, and it's also like, hey, I don't like Javon's response, to be honest. Like, he's still making money. It doesn't like, and by the way, you're in NXT. I'm gonna guess he's in NXT at this time. So you're wrestling in front of 50 people, the same 50 people that are there every week. You know, it's like, and
No,
making less money than him.
this just popped up for me again. Like, this is
Oh.
a fresh one,
Oh, God.
if I'm not mistaken.
Then someone needs to take his Twitter account away. Speaking of Ricochet, like, just stop it. You know?
Oh no! Oh my God! This is. Did they get me with a really old
I bet you they did.
one? Because the story now says May of 25.
Well,
Good
still,
Lord.
I mean, it still kind of holds pat.
Because
Like, stop talking
I.
about Tony Khan. You know, like, it's also hard to tell if these guys are actually beefing or not, because they love, like, all these guys love,
Oh,
like,
yeah, it
doing their
says
little
10
side
months
quests.
ago.
Yeah, they love doing their little side quests and stuff. And it's like, okay, but I think Ricochet in this case, apparently, he was serious. Then his apology was he took out his hatred of the internet community or whatever on this
Oh.
lady, and then he took his tweets down. Because somebody, one of his friends told him to, like, hey, that's bad form, dude. Like, take it down. Not that he thought to do it. Not that he thought, hey, I'm just playing a character. Yeah, I think, yeah, I probably went a little too far. I messed up. And even include, I've talked to her through DM or I called her personally or just something. You know, just satiate it that way. Not, yeah, internet wrestling community made me mad, so I took it out on this lady. What?
Yeah, brother, your skin seems a little too thin.
Yeah. And you think for a guy who's got a lot going for him, I mean, let's be honest, he's athletic as hell. He's making money. He was featured for a while, and he's got Samantha Irvin. Hey, you're winning, buddy. You know? So,
Yeah,
like, why are you even on Twitter?
that's the. Kind of been the biggest thing with him that's just been a mystery to me. It's just like, because honestly, now that this stuff has popped back up again, it does seem like it's just like, unless there's an injury involved in this that we don't know about, like your TV time has really gone downhill because you've decided to act like a jackass online for
Yeah.
no good reason.
Well, Brian Alvarez was reporting he may be fired for it. I was like, that shouldn't happen. But
That is unnecessary.
yeah, so he's going to be suspended. That shouldn't happen either. Just be like, don't be stupid. You're making us look bad. But then you also see, like, wrestlers on Twitter anyways, and it's like, okay, like, you know. It's like, is Tony Khan really the guy that you want coming to you and saying, hey, don't say anything stupid on Twitter? Okay, boss. You first. So,
I mean, he's been relatively clean recently.
yeah, finally. Yeah, I mean, he's not probably binging coffee at 3 in the morning, wherever he is. And I do mean coffee, by the way. So, the motherfucker always has a coffee cup. Always. So,
yuck.
unless it's his phone gimmick or his tennis racket gimmick,
He
but
just always has a coffee mug.
Yeah.
That's his
Oh,
gig.
the other funny thing was, did you see Baron Corbin or what's his name? What's he going by now?
Tom Peacestock.
Well, that's his real name. He's got Bishop Dyer is his other name. Did
Oh.
you see the interaction with a fan say you're like Baron Corbin's number one fan?
Oh,
And he comes
yes.
back and goes, I am Baron
I'm Baron
Corbin.
Corbin. And then ev all the different wrestlers started saying that they were Baron Corbin also.
I can't laugh. I start coughing. This fucking stinks. But like,
And I had a good howl about that one. It was just like, oh, really, dude? Like,
I don't even know how you like. How do you come back like retort to that when you got? I mean, that's a nuclear bomb on you that you didn't even know I was him. And that you'd be like, oh, like, do you try and play it off? Like, oh, I knew it was you. Like, or just go, well, I'm a dumbass. You got me. You know, like, just own up to it. I'm just an instigating fool. So, yeah.
I don't know what the end result of that was,
There's
but
no reason
yeah.
for these. There's no reason for these guys and gals making all this money to go on their phones and just talk to nobodies. And I know how that sounds, but nothing good comes of it. It just doesn't. Why do you think all these big time stars have people who use their Twitter accounts for them? Because they know they're idiots and they're gonna blow things up. Like Tom Cruise ain't using his Twitter. He's off
What? How
doing
dare
whatever he's
you
doing.
say
I mean, it's just it's like
that?
use your head. It's not hard. Hire someone and then go, you have a job as long as you don't mess up. The end. So
Yeah, it's more complicated than it needs to be. More complicated than it needs to be.
Well, since you said
Kind of like
that,
all of AEW.
what a like Dynamite wasn't bad this week. It was just boring. Like the crowd didn't help, but then the product didn't help either. Like, okay.
It was wild to have some of the names that they had on there. And for it to be just kind of whatever. You know, like you said, like it's another one of those, I feel like we keep on talking about these episodes that are just mid. You know what I mean? Where there's some highlights to it, there's some eye rolling stuff to it.
Yeah, there was.
And there's just the absolutely cuckoo bananas stuff because it's AEW. And actually, a couple of those items can all be in one match.
Yeah, like let's just talk about the coffin match real quick.
Yeah, because
What the hell was this? Like,
that contained a couple of the elements of we know that we have a coffin match. You've set this up. But for reasons unknown to anyone other than Gabe Kidd and Darby Allin, we started the match out in the parking lot.
yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't want to do it now. I want to take this outside and start. I'm like, why? You know, it just for the excuse to do another goofy ass car thing. It's like
Yeah.
a pre-produced piece where I would hope Gabe Kidd really wasn't in the trunk and Darby clearly wasn't driving. It was cut, but it's still like, okay, it really is going to be like Wile E. Coyote stuff. Like both of these guys are, and that's actually kind of the problem with AEW, which I mean it'll be
Oh.
overall theme. But like, how much is enough? You know, so there's
Yeah.
like, didn't
Yeah,
Gabe
it
Kidd
gets a
got
little
dragged? So did
it,
Darby.
yeah, oh, yep.
They beat him up and left him for dead in the desert, or
Yes. Well, that was after the dragging. They
okay,
just
yeah.
left him in the body bag out in the desert.
That's right, that's right.
Yep.
But it's still like, okay, it's like, oh my God, like,
Nowhere to go.
yeah.
They have a escalation policy over there at AEW for level of violence, and it's getting to that weird. It's getting to that weird territory where I am, well, and I think that we are in that category of, okay, guys, we're, it's one thing to do kind of a Hardy's or even a Wyatt kind of gimmick, and then to do this. And
Yeah.
it also actually has comparisons to NXT, where Darby Allin beating Gabe Kidd as his last guy to beat before moving on to the championship.
Which did not go over well. That crowd was like, okay.
I thought they did okay. I thought they popped
No,
okay for
that
the
crowd did
moment.
not pop. They were just like, oh. I mean, I don't blame them either. You just like had to sit there, watch TV, and then these guys come in the ring, and it's like this the match itself was weird too.
Oh
You
yeah,
know?
the in-ring part of it was wild, and the finish was just
Huge letdown.
so so unexpected. Like if it you do all that stuff, you have a guy in a car wreck. I mean, I guess you can go with the old theory of he was beat up, so maybe just a regular move like a suicide dive finishes him off. It still always feels like there should be something more than that.
Right.
And plus, it just seemed like such the cheapest. Like, I'm like, who gets buried in this coffin? Is this coffin from like 1525 or something? Like, who the fuck put this thing together? Like, I haven't seen a coffin like that in ages. Like, you don't need to go get the fancy coffin like the Undertaker used to use, that you got to rent like for thousands of fucking dollars.
Which they have used in the past, though. That's what
Has
was so weird.
AEW used those before?
They used one pretty solid one like that, and then a lot of times they had these balsa wood ones or pine boxes so that they could do
Yeah,
something through them. And when he set up Gabe Kidd, all right, so first the match is just weird because he puts Gabe Kidd in a straitjacket and I was going to beat him, but Gabe Kidd makes the hero come back in a straitjacket. And then and I'm like, this is being told backwards. Like, I don't get this. And then, they're going and going. And then, yeah, you see him set up, and I was like, oh, he's gonna do the suicide dive, knock him into the coffin, go up top and do a coffin drop into the coffin. That's what I expected to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But when he hit it and it closed, I just went, that's it. And sure enough, it was over.
The ending seemed to come out of the blue because they just weren't in the ring for that long. I need to check to see how long that match ended up being, actually.
Yeah, it was just like it wasn't, it was anticlimactic for all the violence and everything they put each other through. Like you were expecting a huge ending and you didn't get it. And then they kept showing the coffin has a hole in it. And I was like, oh, like Gabe Kidd's gonna like put his eye through it or like, something. I'm like, he's still in there.
He's gonna have a Jason moment in the coffin.
Yeah, nothing.
Or
I was like,
no.
did he forget? Because they went back to it again.
Yeah, they really zoomed in on that hole like they were expecting something to happen, and it was a big fat nothing.
Yeah.
Big fat nothing.
And that's really how this feud just ended. It started off with a car crash and ended with a big fat nothing. And it's like
Hey.
the dogs lost the war. Like they keep losing matches. So
Well, yeah, and I mean, and I guess that's why I was comparing it to Tony D'Angelo. It was so anticlimactic for him to go after Gabe Kidd, who just got there, and Clark Connors, who just got there. Like, even though they had helped John Moxley in spots, over the, and I even think against Darby at points there, because didn't they actually th weren't they the ones that threw him down the stairs? I feel like I saw that before they did the match.
I think so, yeah.
So there's definitely some history to that feud, but it's another one of those ones where you just kind of forget about it, just because there's such long intervals in between Gabe Kidd showing up.
Yeah, and now he's
And
supposed to be like they're all elite. And he's on the
yeah.
losing end of a feud to a guy who weighs what 150 pounds less than you do? You know, it's like, it doesn't help your credibility. Not that Gabe Kidd has a lot of credibility anyways. His gimmick is he like I'm not impressed. I mean, in the ring, fine, whatever. But character-wise, it's like, okay.
Well, and he's another guy where, oof, man, and we can talk about him later too. You advocated for someone not to get their hair cut, and oh boy, that has gone to Plain Cityville. And Gabe Kidd is in Plain Cityville.
Yeah.
Like I like there's nothing to me that really sticks out to me in any way for him.
No,
Like
really, no.
so it's just like, okay, you just kind of look like a dude, like a fairly well-built dude in black trunks here. Like,
Yeah, who does like a real typical indie, and that he's not the only one that does this, by the way, in all the companies, who just walks back and forth, like paces like a rabid animal, and then swears and says I'm gonna kill you and all this, like next, like bring on the next guy. Where's Dark State? Bring them in. They do the same thing. You know, it's like bringing all the guys who are trying to figure out who they are. And that's Gabe Kidd to me. And it's like, I'm a badass. So what? Okay.
Yeah,
What next?
none of us have really seen it. 'Cause even when they were introduced in small doses, they might have won more matches or might have won a match. But again, like they just still haven't consistently been on TV enough
Mm-mm.
to really be sold.
Yeah, like where was David Finlay this week? Where's Clark Connors this week? It was like all of a
Oh,
sudden,
he left.
it's
No, he did say to leave that they were being left at home in his promo.
they're bad guys. You know, like why would that suddenly matter? You know, I don't know.
Hey, I'm just saying that they covered their asses. I agree that usually when heels say that, they end up getting help anyway. And I again though, that was another point that was just kind of like it felt like this, that was going to happen in the match and it didn't.
Yeah.
I do I expect heels to go, like it's a wrestling trope and it's a trope for a re it's one of those tropes for a reason. Like the bad guy is supposed to go back on his word so that the
Right.
baby face can overcome the odds, and it's just
Yeah.
like,
It's like
oh,
you're
so
such a
he
badass, you tell your friends not to show up, and then you lose.
Yeah, and your friends should be sitting there going, oh, well, he's not really a badass then, is he?
Yeah, it's like at least like Dominic was like it's like to use like kind of the same comparison. Like
Oh.
Dominic was like, yeah, I want you guys to help me win. You know, I'm a bad guy. And then he goes out
Or
and his
even
friends
when
don't
he.
help and he loses. And it's like, well, yeah,
Well,
because you
no,
need us.
yeah. I mean, he called them off backstage, but then it's like, oh, no. I did really need you. Like, I just kind of needed to do that for the camera guys.
But no, Gabe Kidd, I don't know. I've heard so much about him. I'm just not impressed. Like, there's plenty of other guys who just act like a badass and then act menacingly and whatever else. But it really is like, if you're bald and like, at least he's in decent shape. Because if you're bald and just look normal, you're done for. Like, Stone Cold Steve Austin is the epitome of the bald wrestler for white guys. It's over. I mean, it's all like, who was the guy that was in Imperium? Fabian Eichner, or what the hell was his name? Giovanni, right?
No. No, Giovanni Vinci is what's his name? El Grande Americano currently.
No, that's
Oh
one of the
yeah,
Kaisers,
Fabian
right?
Eichner. Yeah, you're right.
I was like, wait, what? What? Wait, is there another one? But it's like, the guy's good. He's good in the ring. Plain as hell. Like, he can't change his appearance at all. So,
Oh yeah, I mean that is the it helps to have hair sometimes.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You know, because it's an easy way to change things up. But yeah, when you're bald, it's just like this is my hair option.
Yeah.
You know, take it or leave me. It is unfortunately where they're at. And yeah, I guess it's another one where I guess there's a look to Austin's face that I guess I don't think that Gabe Kidd has. Like, he still just kind of
Brian.
looks like generic dude 101.
He is definitely trying, though. It's just, how do I put it without going to another fucking coffee fit? So annoyed right now. He seems to be trying and trying to figure out something, but it's like, it just comes off as generic. And it's like, all right. The whole thing with everything with him is you've seen this act before. And there's the problem. So it's like, yeah, you can't change your look too much. So you have to try something else. That's why I always liked when Claudio was Cesaro and he kept his hair. You know what I mean? Like, there was always like the 5 o'clock shadow, like Statham.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, I always thought that was cool because it was different. And I'm sure Vince hated it, but it gave him like a Statham look, and it did actually accentuate his act. And that, I mean, now it's like you're so used to him not having hair now, it's whatever. But I
All
don't, you know,
right.
yeah, with wrestling though, like, well, really in general, like, bald
But
white dude.
actually, I mean, Cesaro is a good example, or Claudio is a good example. Like, he has a look. You know, like, he is not plain bald white dude. Like, even with or without the Statham look, I feel like he definitely has a look to him. And yeah, it's still something that. To me, Gabe Kidd is lacking.
Yeah, it also helps Claudio's 6'5". I think that's the other thing. It's Gabe Kidd, I think he's 6 foot tall.
Yeah, he's kind of stocky. He's a fairly large gentleman,
Yeah, he's
but
6 foot.
all yeah,
And
that
apparently he's not bald. He just shaves his head. Well, why
five.
would you do that?
I have only ever seen him bald, so I just went on right ahead and
Yeah.
assumed that he was because that's kind of like the who was that that gave Killer Cross a hard time for like what why the fuck were you bald that whole time when you had hair? Like, I feel like there was
That
someone
was
on.
Chris Valet did that. And he explained he thought like the psycho killer thing would should be bald. I was like, I get it, but now it's like,
Okay.
now he's got really long hair and you're like, you might want to tone it back a little bit, but
I was gonna say, yeah, you can go one of two ways with the psycho killer. You can either go bald or you can go really long, one of the two. There's no in-between haircut for that.
how old is Gabe Kidd?
I don't know. You're the one that was already looking it up, so I'm going to
Yeah, he's
ask you to
six
provide
foot.
that
Yeah, so I'm
information.
looking. He's only 28. I pulled up an image search, which shows him with hair all this time. Yeah, he's really changed his look and his physique. But yeah, if he can grow the hair back out, he should, because all you are is generic, is just generic white badass. So unfortunately, and I being a white dude, I know this. Black guys have it far better when it comes to being bald. They just do. They can get away with a look, and they can appear different. It's just how it works. Bald white guys do not. That's just how it works. I fight me. I don't care. Don't care. Look at Shahid. Look at Shahid. He's slick, right?
Right.
Now look in
Yes,
your
he's
on your screen. Look at who you're looking at. Exactly. Exactly. I have to grow this so I'm not just a ball of putty. Where Shahid, I don't think he has his goatee right now. And if he didn't, he'd look good anyway. We're not built the same. So, but yeah, but fuck that coffin match. I just want Darby to get back to doing matches again. Not this silly ass shit where it's like, well, I'm gonna get run over by a car. I'm gonna do like stop. But his boss won't tell him, so.
No, and he's not going to stop suggesting it either. Like, as much as I like Darby, it's you're kind of getting to that point where you have to protect Darby from Darby.
Yeah,
You know, just
if.
if nothing else, creatively, you know what I mean? Like, just going, dude, like, if you're going to be going after the championship here, we gotta. But then again, we had a Texas death match for the main event.
Right, where they did everything under the
Just
sun,
on
you know?
just the other Sunday. So, like, even if you're in the main event scene, you don't get away from the death match wrestling
But I
in
don't,
AEW.
yeah, and I don't think that's smart. So there is a giant, like, you know, I've always had the complaint with AEW that it is just finisher after finisher after finisher. Oh, almost. Oh, almost. Oh, almost. And it's like, they keep amping up the violence and excuse me, and amping up like the pomp and circumstance of everything. I mean, we saw the highlights of that Texas death match. I mean, their Hangman was hanging MJF. MJF won by hanging, you know, Page. They've jumped off the stage. They use the needle thing again. They're using glass, they're using this. It's like, I understand it's a Texas death match, whatever. But it is just the constant escalation towards, like, how is MJF ever going to lose in a regular match? If he can survive this death match stuff, you know what I mean?
I mean, he's kind of positioned himself that way too, which is kind of funny. Where it's just like, yeah, like he's kind of, I mean, even the lead up to that match, he's like, no, I don't do this schlock. And then he won the schlock.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, he really is the best
Yeah, he
right
won the
now in
schlock by
AEW.
actively participating in it as the victim and as the perpetrator. And it's like, can't be beat with this. Can't be beat with this. Can't be beat with this. How am I ever going to expect him to get pinned off of a simple what's Will Ospreay's move? The
Oh, the
hidden
hidden
blade.
blade.
If he gets hit with a hidden blade and gets pinned, it's like, this is fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's a constant escalation of them to where it's like, listen, I'm not saying WWE style is better. They have their problems for sure. But you're not like tasering someone in the forehead while shoving a stick of dynamite up their ass and then they kick out at two or one, you know? Because if you did, it's like, you can't, like, your suspension of disbelief can only go so far. But then, when I guess, if you don't have standards, I guess you can. But after a while, I mean, Mick Foley falling off a Hell in a Cell, that was bad. You know, him falling through it was bad.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason that has not been repeated again. Because, yeah, because
Without
even when
precautions,
it,
obviously. Yes.
yeah, I was gonna say, even when it's been repeated, they definitely took way more precautions, like the whole
Yeah.
Shane McMahon
Airbags.
fall.
Even the follow-up they had also with Triple H and Mick Foley. They had the ring, tricked out. Rikishi fall off the cage into like the straw. Like everything was like it was gimmicked, which is good because it's not supposed to be real. It's not supposed to hurt that bad. So like taking a needle and pushing it through, I've actually seen this defended. Taking a needle and pushing it through someone's cheek. Well, it actually doesn't hurt that bad. It's a very safe. It shouldn't be happening.
It does not need to be happening, that's for
No.
sure.
But again, it's like, well, look at the pain quotient keeps going up. It's not supposed to. And if the pain quotient keeps going up, then no one's ever going to beat MJF. Logically, it should, unless you have another death match and someone finally fucking dies, then sure. But
Yeah, we don't need that to happen, really.
yeah, but I mean, their main event scene, like their whole roster's beat up. Like Kenny Omega didn't wrestle, Swerve didn't wrestle, MJF didn't even show up, Hangman didn't show up, Tony Storm's hurt, somehow's hurt.
Oh,
I know
well,
there's more.
that's a whole different can of worms too that can be talked about on this show. Good
Yeah.
Lord.
They had Mina Shirakawa take her place and beat Marina Shafir. Why? She hasn't won a match in forever. Now all of a sudden,
That might have been the most shocking result of the night. I was completely dumbfounded because I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, the big bad is gonna get it over on the accomplice to build up whatever match is going on. But then they're just like, oh no. You're gonna lose this match, so any subsequent match with Toni Storm is not gonna mean anything whatsoever.
Yeah, and I know Tony Storm's not as apparently is projected to be out for a while, so the whole Ronda Rousey thing's out the window, all that stuff.
Oh, geez, I
So,
did not realize that she was that kind of injured.
yeah. I mean, having AEW getting Ronda Rousey was a pretty big get. I don't care how you feel about her; she's a name, and she's gonna have a pay-per-view on Netflix, or an event. So, it's not like Mike Tyson or something. Well, I mean, I guess it kind of is. Tyson and WWE was a big deal, so they play the cards right. They can advertise this Ronda Rousey appearance, but I haven't seen anything. So.
Well, yeah, and I would, as Chris did last week, call into question her availability before that fight on May
Yeah.
16th. Seems rather sketchy. So I guess depending upon how Toni Storm's injury at least needs to be 2 months long, I guess, for her
That's
not to be back
a
in
good
time to
call.
continue this feud.
That's a good call. That could be why.
I would be shocked if Rousey gets in a professional wrestling ring where she can knowingly get hurt without really her own consent.
And really,
I mean, I know it can happen in training, all that good shit, but
true.
you're definitely taking more chances in a professional wrestling ring.
Yeah, and it's also like, we don't know what shape Ronda Rousey will be in after this fight. I'm pretty sure we both know she's gonna kill Gina Carano, but it's like, Gina Carano's have fought for what, how long? 13 years or something? And she's been an actress. So
Yeah, that fight is not tempting for me whatsoever.
it's on Netflix for free. Yeah, why
Yeah,
not?
if I
Yeah.
happen to be around and not watching anything that evening,
I
it will get put on. I'm not
guess
sure
I
that
can
I'm gonna
turn the
go
button. I press the button. Oh, there it is. But yeah. No, like I was talking to guys in the group chat. Like The only reason all of this stuff happened at Revolution is to take any sort of possibilities that any of these people would show up at WrestleMania, like Edge, because there was rumors that his contract expired. So like, nope, he's still here. So is Christian. Not that Will Ospreay was ever leaving, but just.
No, I feel like Ospreay seems like he would be a real surprise if he did leave AEW, given
No.
his own Twitter beef with mostly one-sided Twitter beef with Triple H.
Go for it. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, especially since Triple H is just smart enough just to shut the fuck up and
Yeah.
not post about it.
Yeah, Triple H is like, I'm running a $1 billion creative decision right now. I don't have
Yeah.
time for the guy wrestling in front of a half empty arena. So have fun. Enjoy the money
Yeah.
you're making and go what else. But
Knock
now,
yourself out.
yeah, so there's that. But like AEW style is starting to catch up to it too. With all those injuries, like Will, I could not believe he had double neck fusion surgery and he's back already. Now, you can come back in 6 months from a single fusion surgery. He had double. I'm sorry. Like, I don't think this is a good idea at all. And just to see that he's doing the same stuff already, like, I know you can't go in scared, but you can go in smart, you know?
And that will be one of those kind of interesting things with AEW wrestlers that you wonder how long the style can last just because they do so much to their own bodies. And
Yeah.
Darby Allin's another guy, on that list where it's just like, hey, dude, I kind of remember those days. I didn't do that much to my body, and it caught up to me. I am fearing the worst for you. And yeah, it's definitely one of those things. Someone cleared him. Someone's letting him wrestle. I'm surprised. I'm not completely surprised. It's one of those. I feel more concerned for the guy than anything, where it's just like he doesn't seem to know where to leave well enough alone or to learn from it. Because I do feel like that was one of those things that after Brian or Danielson had the surgery, he sold that double neck fusion surgery, 'cause he's like, no, I only had it single. Like he's like, what Ospreay is doing here is completely nuts.
Yeah.
And it's just like, when you have a literal guy that had this surgery saying this stuff, and he doesn't tend to sugarcoat things like most professional wrestling announcers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That part was kind of eye-opening. And to go back to him, like, he changes in ring style. You could definitely tell, like, even the stuff that he kind of took for granted, like, what was it, what was he doing in the corner? Was it the corner kicks
Yeah,
where
well, he
he'd
just
flip
landed
and
on his
almost,
head.
yeah, and he just land on his head. And you saw after he came back from injury, he started grabbing the rope so that he
Spinning.
would flip and hit the ground with his feet rather than his head. And it's just, you saw kind of smart. It wasn't like this huge change to his offensive arsenal. And I mean, I think Ospreay kind of has enough mat moves that he could adapt himself to it, but then he's still just like he's doing flat backs and jumping back up for kip ups, and it's just like,
That's a move
okay.
no one should be doing anymore. I'm tired of seeing everyone kip up. It was cool when Shawn Michaels did it, But everyone does it now, and it's like it's not impressive. It's not. So.
Yeah, that is definitely something that exactly what you said, where it used to be impressive. Now you're just like, Drew McIntyre does this. Like a guy who's 285 pounds does this.
Yeah,
Like,
6 foot 6 or 5, whatever he is. Yeah.
yeah, like a literal giant is doing this. It's just like, nah, dog. That's,
Yeah.
yeah, it doesn't really faze you.
Yeah. But it's like, they put the Will Ospreay match first. And I understood why. Because, like, hey, Will Ospreay's back. And you want to push him as your big star. I get that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But the rest of the show was just set up weird. Like, Gabe Kidd and Darby should have been last. Why the hell did the show end with the Young Bucks and Edge and Christian confrontation and apparently FTR being stupid? Like, there's 4 on 2 and they just go in the ring? Like, what is this?
That
It made no
was
sense.
such a stumper. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, okay, they're gonna act all tough and they're going to get down to the ring and back out of this.
Yeah.
And then they got into the ring and got their asses kicked, and I'm just sitting there going, huh? Like, what? Why would Stokely let that happen? Why would they be like, they haven't been dumb heels like that. Like, why did you just completely change your character?
I know. I'm the same way. I thought somebody else was going to come in and help them. But no,
Yeah, or
it was
that.
just they got
Make
their
it
ass
four
kicked.
on make it 4 on 4. Someone's got to hate Edge and Christian or the Young Bucks enough to come down and attack.
Yeah, because it's like Nick Wayne came back. I mean, I know he's an ROH, is like whatever champion he is, but he's at least there. I mean, I know we don't want to see Kip Sabian and Nick Wayne. I get it. But at least if they show up
No.
and help, it would make sense.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
yeah,
Storyline wise, it would make a
right.
great
And
deal of sense.
instead, just nothing. FTR looks like two dummies. Just get their head beat in, and then the Young Bucks and Edge and Christian are staring at each other. Like, so? They said they got the next match, and then they said, you get the next match if we win. What are y'all upset about? Like,
Yeah,
okay.
and you did just lose the match. Like, I
You
mean, you
admittedly
really,
said you blew it.
yeah, you should not immediately get a rematch just because you want one.
Yeah, I just the stuff they do in this league, man, it just really don't know, especially like coming off of a historic for them pay-per-view. All the returns, all the news, all the stuff. This is the show we got. MJF's not even on it. No word from Hangman whatsoever.
Yeah,
Oh, no,
well,
M he wasn't in attendance, excuse me. Yes, he had a
yes, he
backstage
was.
promo, but he
Yes,
wasn't there.
okay.
Every
Correct.
time MJF has a match on pay-per-view, he's never there the next night. How do you do
Oh.
that? How do you do that and not have the guy, the bad guy, come out, toot his own horn, and brag? That's fundamental heat. So it just seemed like the show was just put together and they went, there you go. Like, oh, your main event, if you seriously, is Jack Perry, the Young Bucks versus Okada, Trent Beretta, and Rocky Romero. Ugh. Like, the rest of the Don Callis family was busy. Like, you're not going
Yeah.
to tote out Hetchicero again? Or whoever, or
No,
whoever,
we got to have Rocky and Romero lose another match.
did you realize how short he was?
Yes.
I was surprised. Okada looked 7 to 8 feet tall, and
Yeah.
I know he's like 6'4", but jeez,
Yeah, Rocky is definitely vertically challenged.
yeah.
He is lucky if he's my height.
On a
And I
high
am
note,
not tall.
on a high note. And I'll probably get shit on for this, but I enjoyed the whole Jurassic Express thing with him coming out to the bus, and all of a sudden, a squirrel just jumped in his hands. I was like, what's going on? Luchasaurus is
If
driving a
they
school
have
bus with one
him,
arm? Like,
if you have him do like a Dr. Doolittle gimmick, is Jungle Boy, I am there for
I'm
it.
all for it. Yeah. Like, give it something different other than him like making his own weapons and bullshit. You know? They're driving around like the Partridge Family van, which, oh God, that reference. But and I loved watching Luchasaurus drive that van because a bus because it was too close to the curb. And then when he went to do a Yui or whatever he was doing, I'm like, he's gonna crash. Like, oh my God, he does not know how to drive. Holy shit. But I liked it. It's goofy. And like especially what's his name?
I feel like we've officially canonized anything fun like this is something definitely in our wheelhouse.
Especially an out of the box style fun, and then also some like everything else is so dire and serious, you know, that all this stuff pops up, it stands out, it's unique, it may not work, you know, long, but it's like, yeah, a little bit more of this, but
One of the few fun segments of the entire evening.
yeah, yes.
Honestly, there on
On an
Dynamite.
evening that was just kind of droll, you know, like
I didn't even think about that. I feel like we talk about the circus kind of aspect occasionally of professional wrestling, and AEW forgets about the entertainment part of the circus. Or the fun part of the circus. Like, they're only the serious part of the circus.
yeah. So I don't know, but it's like, I know we're missing a bunch of stuff from Dynamite, but I don't care
No,
either. Like,
we covered most of it,
yeah, I mean,
honestly.
there's really nothing. I'm sure there's gonna be something else. But oh, Swerve talking now, he wants to be an EVP, whatever that means. Like,
It meant something. When the Young Bucks gave up their EVP status because they were abusing it. Kenny Omega hasn't really abused it and really hasn't flaunted it on TV for any reason.
no. What, but I think
So it's just kind of a weird ask. And again, it's not really something for Kenny to give out since it's not his company. You know?
it's like, what
Like
does he do?
I can't gamble my position away at my office. Like
Yeah, it's but it's like,
it's
what am
not
I
how it
doing
works.
as the EVP that makes it important? You know, like nothing changed when the Young Bucks were no longer EVPs. So, you know, so okay.
No one really took advantage of it. They kind of became baby faces, but that was it.
Yeah. So, but no,
It
it's
took a
like.
little bit of time, but
And I did love how Swerve said, I didn't know I was the number one contender. Don't you think that's kind of important for the storyline? Kenny wants the number one contendership, and Swerve goes, I don't even know I was. Something get mixed up here?
it didn't make him seem cool
No.
or anything. I did not kind of understand the purpose of having that as part of his promo.
Yeah. I'm with you. I didn't either.
You know,
So,
like I guess I wasn't offended by it, but it's also like, why is this a thing?
yeah, definitely not offended, but just kind of like, what? You should be like, all right, if you want my number one contendership so bad that I earned, or that I went and, you know, did this or I did this, then sure. But instead, it's just, I don't know what it was. Cool. So, don't know. It's just another, it's another after pay-per-view show that just came up short to me.
Oh yeah,
And
'cause the only other match that we did not talk about.
it's just
Oh, I
fast.
guess there were two matches.
I know one. I don't
You did.
care. Speedball
Great.
beating what's his name?
Mark
Cool.
Davis.
Yeah.
'Cause evidently we've got to say Dunkzilla at least 5 times every broadcast.
Yeah.
Like that matters for some reason. Yeah. Oh, you know what? You were right, by the way. We were talking about generic white guys before. We did not talk about the fact that now Wheeler Yuta, without the hair, has definitely become generic white guy.
Is he a generic white guy? I mean, I'm not really
He's
sure of his
generic,
ethnicity, like, but it,
mildly ethnic guy.
mildly
Okay,
ethnic.
he's
You're the
still
ragu of
generic.
pasta sauces, so but yeah, it.
You know, like I okay, sure, maybe he's something. I don't it does not solve the generic problem in
Yeah,
any way, shape, or form.
I did forget about that. I did forget about that match.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I want to talk about that match, quite frankly. Like,
So,
because that's the only thing worth talking about
yeah.
that
Well, I mean,
match.
Pac did come back for the first time just to probably leave again. So, you know,
Yeah,
he dunked in
great.
and out.
He came back for like the 12th time.
Yeah. What a weird situation that is. Never explained. He just disappears for a month and it pops. I was like, wow, Pac's back. Where the hell was he? You know?
Yeah, he's gone so frequently that it's like he has a Roman Reigns schedule, except he's not Roman Reigns in any way, shape, or form. You know?
Yeah.
So I
But
guess maybe he's as muscly as Roman Reigns. I'll give him a tip of the cap in that department. Booker T Appreciation Night, Jeremy. Boy, howdy, was that hilarious that Booker T's contemporaries talked about him, and then evidently they meant contemporary stars that were on NXT
no, they
that
said
Booker
peers.
T
They said peers.
ears.
The only peer he had in that whole video was Shawn Michaels. Everybody else was like one of his students or something along akin to that. What a weird. But I think to make it get the moment that he wanted, like they included the people that, you know, were close with him or that he had, like, you
Oh.
know, JC Jayne breaking character talking about him. Roxanne obviously was in there. Jasper
No.
Troy, like all that. Even
Yeah.
what's his name? He's on SmackDown now. Damn it, Trick Williams.
Oh,
Even he was like
yeah.
breaking character talk about him. So it's like it's like they used the wrong word. It shouldn't have been peers. It should have been like students or Padawans, something. Yeah, it was just very
Yeah.
now.
Bad use of language for sure.
Yeah, but it was a nice video.
Yeah, and it
Now,
set up the bit that they were going for there too.
did anyone clue Booker T in on this? Because everyone is on stage, very clearly gonna give the whole locker room gives him his applause, right? And he's just yelling at Robert Stone about how this can't happen. And you see everyone on stage waiting to just applaud Booker T. Then let's go to commercial. What happened?
That was one where I feel like their thinking was you're supposed to feel like it's live and in the moment.
I
And
guess.
that's one to me where it just hurts knowing that wrestling is staged now, 'cause it's kind of like, guys, yeah, why did you bring these people out? Like, it's kind of weird. Just let him bitch that his party just got ruined. You know, bring those people out during the commercial break. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Or that's what was supposed to happen. They were out there for the commercial break
Frick. And they got out
and
there
it got
early.
messed up. Yeah, it got messed up somehow. That was my other thought, actually. It makes a lot more sense. But yeah.
It was kind of weird. Like, I do feel like you're supposed to feel like this live vibe, like, oh, they were going to come out to applaud him, but now everyone's. But A, like, why are you can't coming out the same entrance that the guy that just wrecked the joint is?
Yes.
And if you were going to come out and cheer on Booker T, why didn't you just help mob this one guy that was causing a
Yeah.
problem?
Yeah. I don't know. And I guess Jasper Troy is the good guy now. I guess. Which is fine. He was doing nothing anyways. But.
Yeah, he is pretty amorphous at this point. So if you want him to be the good guy, I suppose so.
Yeah. I
If
mean.
why you just spent the last like 2 months presenting him as a heel, I don't know now, but
Now,
also I'm not really married to him being a heel either, so it's just kind of like, yeah, I'll let this one slide.
yeah, it was funny because they had that, like, they got that going on now. So, all right, well, I guess that's gonna be the feud. But what is Kiana Carver's problem? They never really said, even
Still,
after, like.
yeah. Yep. Have no idea what the real beef is here yet.
Yeah.
Other than it's kind of with Booker T and his students.
Yeah.
That's
But
that is all that we really know. So,
then since we jumped in the middle of the show, let's talk about the main event, the cage match. So, what was all that stuff last week with Izzy Dane telling Tana Paxley she doesn't know who she is? It had nothing to do with this match. It didn't come into play at all.
And it was kind of wild, honestly, that both Booker and Vic were like, oh yeah, she's kind of Izzy, or not Izzy, Tatum's found her lane. You know, like it is being a weirdo. Like, what, you know, it took her a while to get there. Like, they were even defending her, and it's just like, okay, then why'd you have the heel take this ankle last week?
Yeah, it didn't play into anything.
Yeah, she didn't question her own identity during the match.
Right. There was no spots where it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? Or, yeah, nothing. It just ended.
Yeah.
I mean, the match was
Yeah.
fine. Don't be wrong, but it was just, ugh. But.
Yeah, that it was definitely another kind of high profile match that ended with a
Yeah.
huh?
And then.
Like I guess I wanted Tatum to win, like, and I didn't think that she was gonna lose, honestly. But we've talked about it. It seems like they kind of have plans for Izzy Dame, so it feels weird to have her just be mired in this, you know, more losing than winning. Especially when she's the, honestly, the leader of the calling. Like,
I guess, whatever that
that
is. You
that's
know?
yeah, I don't know what that is
Yeah.
either.
But no, I it's like there was that, and then it's clearly it just set up Mercedes. What? Mariah, not Mariah May. That was her name, Blake Monroe and Tatum Paxley for the title. Okay. I mean, sure. And
Yeah, and that was honestly a little bit weird too, because they've brought the Blake Monroe is evil kind of thing out a little bit, but they haven't done it so consistently that I'm like, oh, that makes sense that she's coming out of the ramp.
yeah.
You know, I know that they've called her a harlot and she's kind of made a couple of hell references, but it's just like I feel like you need a character like Kane or, you know, someone like that to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get why they're doing this. You know, you need to be the boogeyman. As much as they've done a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde with Blake Monroe, they haven't done enough Hyde.
Yeah. Yeah.
with her to have locked that in at this point.
Yeah.
So
Well, I'm hoping that it's like time to
little
get
off to
behind
me.
her. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like Mariah May has just been stuck. I'm sorry. Blake Monroe's just been stuck. And I don't know. I don't get
It has been kind of weird that she hasn't, for as much TV time as she has eaten up since she's gotten there, it hasn't seemed that consequential for whatever reason.
No. And she's had decent matches too. That last one with Jada Parker, where she won. Good match.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's almost like she came in and we're expecting huge things and it never took off. And
Hey,
it's like, well,
well,
why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
yeah, 'cause what, she's only won the North American Championship.
Yeah, that's what Thea
Yeah.
Hale won from her.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, I guess I know that that was a fluke, but you didn't move her on to bigger and better things after that. Like, she's just really going back after the North American Championship. I mean, I guess the problem right now is that JC Jane is still around and they are keeping that championship on her.
I'm guessing Stan delivers when she loses it. Because
That
there's no
really is
room
the
to
only
call anyone up
thing
right now.
that's the only thing blocking Blake Monroe right now is the fact that there's a heel champ right now, and that doesn't leave her in a great spot to challenge for the championship. I mean, I know that they've done it, but you can even work, even though Zarya's kind of been presented as a heel within the Sol Ruka storyline, she's enough of a baby face that,
Yeah.
you can still run with her and JC.
Yeah, so that's enough about Tatum and Blake. I almost fell out of my chair off the couch when Sol Ruka came in and barged into Robert Stone saying she got screwed again from the title. What did I miss? Because that seemed like triple threat rules to me. So is that on purpose? Her whining about it, saying it like that, so she can have her heel turn for a while? Or does that character just suck that much that she's just whining like that?
She seems to be moving into the whiny bitch category slowly here. People are still cheering her, so that always makes things kind of tough to lock in the heeldom of it. And plus, they don't really commit to it. And didn't Robert Stone just go, "Oh yeah, you did kind of get screwed," and it's just like, how?
Yeah, so what are you watching? Did I miss interference or something?
Because honestly, if anyone got screwed in that match, it was Zarya, who was the one that got waylaid by Fatal Influence. And she couldn't take advantage of F5ing Sol on the outside. Like, Sol was just a victim of circumstance, is the only thing she was a victim of. If she wasn't getting pinned by Zarya, she was getting she. Oh yeah, I mean, that really was the other option. Like, Zarya would have been ready to pin her in that situation. So yeah, it's kind of weird. She's kind of whiny bitching it and somehow getting away with it.
Yeah, I mean, she really is because then she tells Robert Stone, "Hey, I want time next week. I got a lot to say about Zarya." What? Like, just call
Oh,
it. Like,
yeah, that, well, A, it's wrestling, so I don't expect that. B, the main thing that I got out of that one, I'm like, what more do you have to say? Like, you guys have been kind of bitching back and forth for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Like,
longer than that.
there's not that much there. Well, no. I mean, Zarya didn't spear her until what, a month ago at the most?
Well, there's that, but they've been going like the off and on has been going on forever. Then Zarya finally speared her. and beat her
Yeah,
up.
but
But it had been months since they've been like, doing this or doing that, like all these little subtle hints. And it's like, just break up already. And finally she does. She's like, okay, good. Now I got something I want to say about her. Like, okay.
it definitely, if nothing else, seems a little too late in the process for her
Yeah. It almost
to
seems
be
like
doing that.
she was supposed to go to the main roster and plans changed. So they kept going back and forth and back and forth about breaking them up. Because Zarya is not ready. Zarya is not ready for the main roster. So it's clearly Saul and JC Jane the ones going up after all this is said and done. So
They are not long for the NXT pool.
yeah, nor
I
should they
don't
be.
think.
I mean, JC Jane's a finished product. I mean, if you want to keep Fallon Henley down there, is anyone going to complain? I'm not saying she's not ready to go up, but
She could still be more featured. Like she kind of she definitely got backseated, and now that was another one where I'm like, oh, we're kind of going back to this again, huh?
Yeah, Thea Hale winning the speed title. Unless Fallon's actually hurt.
Oh, you
So,
mean Ren Sinclair?
yes, sorry. It was Thea Hale. I got confused with Thea Hale challenge is challenging. Uh-oh. Who was she pissed off at?
I
Oh,
do not re
the
I
Michigan State girl, Kalani
oh,
Jordan.
Kalani Jordan, yeah.
Yeah. So they got that going on. Yeah, I mixed them up. So it's like that's going on, and I don't know. There's so many people down there that should probably go, that should have been gone already, and now there's really nowhere to put them. So.
There's a lot of women's personal feuds going on down there because of
Yeah.
that. That is
Yes.
for sure.
Too
Because
many.
after like a month of men heavy shows, the last few shows have trended back into the norm here for NXT,
Yeah,
which is
well.
heavily featuring the women. Because there's only a handful of guys that are in any way, shape, or form. Entertaining.
Well, I like what to do with Ricky Starks. I'm sorry, Ricky Saints. I don't know why I'm bringing up all AEW names. Ricky Saints and Ethan Page. And it clearly seems like Ethan Page is gonna be the fan favorite in this. I don't think he's turned the face so much, but when those two finally fight, I think the crowd's gonna be on Ethan Page's side for a change.
It definitely seems to be leaning that way.
So yeah, what
Yeah.
a change of events, but
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting one, and that one definitely falls into the I'm not completely surprised category. Where both of them seem to be down there for an extended time for whatever reason.
all right, so I'll ask you this. Do you think there was ever a plan for Ethan Page to go to the main roster when they signed him? Do you think he was ever a consideration to go to the main roster?
Maybe not the way it, and it's not from how it's been presented on TV. To me, it's been more of the way that they've presented him backstage, or like people have kind of talked about him out of not on NXT, like in interviews and online. Like everyone keeps on saying about how much he's hit it out of the park. And it just feels he feels like one of those guys where yeah, maybe the WWE wasn't expecting him to excel that much. And he's just really run with everything that they've given him. And they're like, oh shit, what do we do with this guy now? Like, he's kind of, like you said, like it, maybe they had, they're like, oh yeah, he's going to be down here for a while. Like, I feel terrible comparing him to Lexus King, but he's just the other, like, I can't think of
Oh, I
anyone
mean,
else, like, equivalent wise, like, that came over from AEW that was in his tier, because, like, Ricky Saints in AEW was definitely more important than Ethan Page ever was. You
yeah.
know, like, Lexus King and him probably had more even footing than Saints did. And even Royce Keyes slash Powerhouse Hobbs,
Yeah.
he was in a better spot than oh shit, who did we hear? Oh, Ethan Page. Yeah, then Ethan Page. So, like, there's not a great comparison out there for him. Like, it's really wild. Like, I do think that they expected to keep him down there longer, and now they're like, oh shit. Like, he's really put us in a wild spot here where we do feel like he can cut it on the main roster.
I don't think when they I think when they hired him, NXT was it. The I think I still think sometimes age plays a part of it, because he's 40, or something like that. But at the same time, it's also like, oh yeah, we'll bring him over. It's a good hand, that dreaded good hand thing. And then he comes in, he's like, all right, we want you to do this. Okay, smash it. Oh wow. All right, he'd do this. Smashes it. Well, we can really depend on you to do stuff down here. So we're gonna have you do this. All right. You're gonna main event pay-per-views or PLEs. All right, now that those are over, hey, we're gonna send you down to Mexico. We're gonna tear it up down there. All right, sounds good. Now come on back. Oh no, what do we do with this guy? Like, everything they've given him, he's taken and made the old gold out of it. And I don't think that was expected when they signed him. I really don't. And I like seeing people get proven wrong, but now you got to get moving on this guy, because he will work on the main roster with just how he is now. So, like, Ricky Staines, I'm not so sure. It's like, of the two, you expected Ricky Staines to be like, I'm here now, I'm in the show. And I think it's the opposite. I think it's Ethan Page, like, yep, here I am. I'm going to the show now. So we'll see.
It might be a little bit longer road for Mr. Saints than
Yeah.
everyone expected.
Yeah.
He definitely
And
seems to be
Hendrick.
I mean, just because he's, like, finally fully into NXT, like, that one's been really weird. The guy has a WrestleMania moment. Is it a year ago or is it 2 years ago now?
That was last year. It was just last year.
Okay. But yeah, like, I'm not saying he's really working backwards, but he is not working in the regular order. I will say that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I mean, he's still ch NXT champ. Like, it's hard to, like, completely blow that point off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, oh, then when did Tony D show up? Was that at the end of a certain? His,
He, 'cause that was all four contenders were there. Oh yeah, it was the opening segment because Tony D came in and slammed everyone, including Joe Hendry. You
yes.
know, he kind of
Yeah.
went with the old Ron Simmons spine buster
Yeah, which that looks like that sucks to take.
there.
Here's the thing, and I've seen this isn't my original thought. I've seen somebody else say this too, but is this version of Tony D'Angelo kind of like Bron Breakker? Like, he's just coming in murdering people now, and he's got the physique, and the power game to do it. So it's like, are we getting a Bron Breakker situation here? Because I'm not exactly
Ugh.
crazy about the serious guy, but him just decimating everybody is pretty cool.
Yeah, they definitely need to sell it more for me to get into that headspace. But he has kind of made short order of most people at this point,
Yeah.
including Dion Lennox. So,
That's fine.
yep.
Like Dark State beating up Out the Mud, don't care. What a boring nothing feud that is. But
Yeah, especially now that Dark State does not have the championship. That has made that really boring. Los Americanos proving that NXT fans are closer to AAA fans than most WWE fans.
yes. That's the weirdest act in wrestling right now. The Grande Americanos and Rio and Bravo, like, and I'm talking both of them. That they are. Did you see AAA this week with the four
No.
way match at the end? El Grande Americano won. Ludwig did. That place
Oh.
went bananas.
Oh, yeah, only because
I.
they showed it. That's right. They did show that on Raw.
That was
They.
legit. That wasn't piped in. That
Oh,
place
yeah. I
went
mean, you could
nuts.
see. You definitely see that.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. And if you come to America, no one cares. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. So no. But even
That's.
Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate seem to be having fun with it now. Like it took them a little bit to figure out what to do with it. But apparently they both speak Spanish. That surprised me too.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. So, well, because they come from a different country that makes you learn two languages. Well, not here.
I used to remember German. Used to.
I was never good with one. So,
So, yep. I think that's about it, unless you
yeah, I
really
just.
feel like talking about Birthright for any reason. I think we
I
did
don't
them
want to talk about them. I don't want
justice
to talk about them
last
at all.
week.
So,
Fair enough.
let's get the hell out of
Bell
here.
Time Beer then. Decided to go all Irish red ales this week. North High Brewing Road. It's another one of the Columbus beers. They make a pretty solid Irish red ale that I do enjoy around this time of the year because I love alternatives to regular lagers and red ale on the list. Hey, go buy a Killian's if you want to. That would be just fine by me, quite frankly, because it's another good Irish red ale. So there is that Bell Time beer suggestion from Matt DeFrango 11. He is at Granny Mays. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us in other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
There again.